So there's quite a bit at stake here.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing is, you can't be looking at that. Yeah. You can't be focusing on, hey, what bowl could you go to? You can't. If you look at that way, then you're looking too far ahead. The fact is, we play on Friday, and that's the most important thing right now, is to play the best that we can and hopefully come out and win.
Do you get excited to go into some of these historic stadiums, like you've already played in some great ones already this year, and now you have another one on Friday?
I think the coolest thing about it is just being able to say that you've gone there and actually played football there. You know, it's like going to Fenway Park. Everybody's like, wow, that was awesome. I was at Fenway. And at the same time, for the guys, the lucky few who have actually been on the field to play, you know, that's just something special that you can kind of look back after it's all said and done.
Is that something that kind of hits you when you're out there for warm-ups and then kind of fades into the background when you actually get into the game?
It's something that you don't really think about until after the fact. You know, once you're removed from, you know, the season, or you just kind of think of, hey, we need to play the best game we can. And then after the fact, you're thinking, oh, hey, that was, I mean, it's kind of cool.
What's going to be one of the keys, or the keys to victory for your offense against their defense?
You know, we're just, the biggest thing always is communication for an offense. All 11 guys doing the right thing. And, you know, that's big for every single game. And, you know, the keys are always kind of the same. We want to run the ball well. We also want to pass the ball well. And, I mean, as simple as that sounds, that's pretty much it.
What do you see? I missed some of the beginning of this from their defense.
They do a real good job. You know, their secondary does a good job of understanding the concepts that guys are trying to do. You know, and their front seven really run to the ball well. So, you know, we'll have our hands full. And, obviously, they've won a bunch of games, so we'll have to be ready for them.
Jake, how I feel like I've taken this organic chemistry class with you. How are we doing?
We're doing all right. I mean, it's tough, but you know, having the week off kind of helps to unwind a little bit. And we had a test just before, so
how we do? We do all right.
Yeah, we're doing all right. I mean, it's not supposed to be easy. You know, my major's not supposed to be easy, but it's part of why I chose it.
Kirk said you had another test this week.
Yeah.
Was Vandenberg right that this was going to suck? That this, the school and the football, when you were
beating he told me that, and I knew it was going to be tough. And, you know, it's tougher during season two because there's a little more time constraints and stuff like that. But, I mean, I chose it, so be ready
for
it.
You knew you were going to get
I knew it was going to be tough, so, you know, just attack it as best I can.
Potential for the eighth win of the season. How big is that moving into the bowl season?
It's just big for the season. Not thinking about the bowls. That's something we can't look at. We just have to focus on what we can do this Friday to play the best that we can. The biggest thing is you can't ever look ahead, because then you're going to get kind of, you know, messed up next time you play. So we just have to focus on this week and, you know, work. We've been working hard, and we want to get better to get that eighth win.
How much does it help you that you've already been to stadiums like Columbus? You guys have been in an environment like Ames. Going into Memorial Stadium,
it helps just understand, you know, kind of the hostility. You know, how fans are going to be screaming and yelling, and you know, it's always a fun environment to go in someone else's place, especially when you got a ton of people who want to see you lose. And but that's how other teams come into our environment. Our fans want to see them lose, and you know, we just have to communicate well and just, you know, play football, bottom line.
After Saturday's game, Coach Ferentz made the comment he felt the younger guys grew up there in the second half. What did you see in terms of that growth that you feel could benefit you all going forward?
Just, you know, not quitting. That was the biggest thing. You know, we were down at the half. You know, we made mistakes, and it was the fact that we kept fighting. We didn't just, you know, give in. We decided as a team that we're not done yet, and we have to just keep working and working, and eventually we'll break the wall down and get through.
Individually, how hard was that for you to flush those? You know, we've talked about that before. Mm-hmm. It seems like you've been able to flush those right away. You had more of them this week than usual. So is it more difficult? Is it the same?
You know, you have to look at it the same. I mean, they're bad plays that just, they happen and they're gone. And you can't let them dwell, because then you can't come back and make those that you need to throw or make the right checks. And it's important to keep the even balance, even if you're doing really well or, you know, not so well.
Has this rivalry started yet? Does Iowa have to win one to call it a rivalry?
You guys have been asking that a lot.
Really? Does that?
I
came up with my own story idea.
Yeah, I mean, to answer that one, that's tough. I think it's, you know, both teams are working real hard to get the win. Yeah. I think that's the biggest thing. And you know, I venture to say that every game you play is a rivalry game, because both teams really want to get the win that bad. So, I mean, you can take that as you want it.